The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Beis towards the bottom that Isha is Ptura from Kibbut Av Eim when she's married because she's Meshubat to her Baal, and the Gemara dashens it from the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says Ish Imay Aviv Tiro, and the Gemara dashens Tan Rabban and Ish Ein Ela Ish. Isha Minayin Kishoyim Tiro Eken Shnaim and Kain Matan Lamer Ish Ish Sibik Biad Alasis Isha Ein Sibik Biad Alasis Neshus Rishus Acherim Aleya. It is a Miyat that Chol Apachas when she's married and she's Meshubat to her Baal, that at that point she's Ptura from Kibbut Av Eim, and that's why it says the Lashon Yachid of Ish, to say that Aisha is Ptura while she is married. Now, the Gemara Lachar is a Pella, and the Mizrahi has this Kashal Atari, that this Pasuk is talking about Myra, not Kibbut. This is the Pasuk of Ish Imoy Va'av of Tira. The Gemara is saying that Aisha is Ptura from Kibbut Aveim because Roshos Baila Aleha, but she's not Ptura from Myra. Bishlam by Kibbut Aveim, you could hear why she's Pater. If the father says, you know, go bring me food, and her husband says, bring me food, so because she's Meshubah to bring the food to her Baal, she can't bring it for her, to her. To her father, and therefore she's going to be Ptura, she's Ptura from being Mechaba to her father. When it comes to Myra, Myra, there's no clash between the Tzibur of the Baal and the husband. Myra is La Yeshiva Mekayim La Yusa's Dvarav, right? You can't do acts of Bizayan to your father. So there's no reason why she has to be Ivra on Myra because of her husband. The fact that she's Meshubah to the Baal is not going to stop her from having Myra to her father. So there's no Miyat from Mitzvah Myra, only Miyat from Mitzvah Kibud, but yet the Miyat that the Gemara brings over here is in the pasuk of Myra, Ishi Aviv Imoy Aviv Tira, not in the pasuk of Kibud. So how could you be Mamad Kibud from a pasuk of Myra? So the Mizrahi answers an Echanami. Avada the meat is not from Myra, it's only a meat from Kibud. And even though this pasuk is written by Myra, but he may no Inyan. He may no Inyan from Myra, because Avada there's no Svar to Pater from Myra, because she's married Labaila. So to no Inyan the Kibud, and we dash in this pasuk that's really going on Kibud, not on Myra. That's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara. So Daichuk, to say that is Imeno Inyan, but that's what he wants to say. But the Machna later on, Adaf Lamed Afim Beis, says a different shot, says a Peldik Achidish. He says, Avada the Pasuk is going on Myra. And Ba'emes Isha is Ptur from Myra as well, because he says, what would happen if the father says, go bring me food, and then the husband says, bring me food, so she listens to her husband, not to her father. So by not listening to her father, she's being Ivra on Myra. One of the Nyanam of Myra is Layusa's Dvarav. You can't not listen to him. So by her not bringing the food, she's not listening to her father. And that's an Aver of Myra. She's being Ivra on Myra. So the Pasuk in Enechanami, Avada, the Pasuk is pating you from Kibud. But in order to do that, it pates you from Myra as well. So the Torah is saying, when it comes to Myra, she's Ptur from Myra when she's Nesu'a Labaila. Because she can't help it from being Ivra on Myra. Because when her husband has a tzivri and it clashes with the tzivri of the Baal, she doesn't of the father, and she doesn't listen to her father, that's being Ivra on Myra because she's being Seisner as Dvar of her father. So it's a Pelig Echidosh from the Machna that every time you don't listen to your father when he says to do something, not only Ivra on Kibud, you Ivra on Myra as well, you're being Ivra on Layusta as Dvar. The Mizrahi seems all not like that. He holds you not Ivra on Myra by not listening to the tzibur of your father. If your father says, bring me this, and you don't do it, you're not Avran Myra, only Avran Kibud, but that's not considered Leyustas Dvarav. And the Shail is, what's the machlekes? What are they arguing about, whether you're Avran Leyustas Dvarav by not listening to the tzibur of the Baal or not? And it seems to be a very, he said, it's like a Shaila, how to understand this din of Leyustas Dvarav. That the Machna understands Leyustas Dvarav means you're not allowed to not listen to your father. So if you're not listening to your father says to do kach v'kach, and you don't listen to him, that is stiras dvarav. You're being sarsa as dvarav. But I think the Mizrahi understood not like that. Lirsa as dvarav means don't contradict your father. Don't argue on him by even shol zozo. Your father says kach v'kach, he states a fact. You can't argue and say, no, that's not the case. It's not true. That's being sarsa as dvarav when you contradict him. But if you're not contradicting him, you're just b'shev al taisa and not doing what he said to do, that's not considered stiras dvarav. You're not being sarsa as dvarav. You're not contradicting him, you're not arguing with him, you're just not doing what he said. That is not a problem of Myra, that's not Yisra's Dvarav, that might be a lack of Kibud, but that does not go into Myra at all. And for that reason, the Mizrahi learned they have to say to him Inyan, because there is no Svara why the Isha Tachas Baila will be Petura from the Mitzvah of Myra.